Welcome to the Salem Alliance Church Podcast. To learn more about Salem Alliance, including life groups, gathering times, and other resources, visit us online at salemalliance.org. Today's talk is given by Rob Basham.
Amen. Church family, you can go ahead and have a seat. Glad that you are here. Welcome again to those of you joining us on live stream. Glad that you are here. Couple of quick things before we jump in. One, I get to preach from a stool tonight. I love the game of basketball, and sometimes the game of basketball doesn't love me. And so on Monday, I went down pretty hard and luckily didn't break anything and asked the Lord to get me off crutches by the weekend. And we got that far. But anyway, bear with me as we do that. I wish I'd be able to walk around for this one today. Also wanted to let you know that here at Salem Alliance, we do some simultaneous translation. And so at this service, the service is being translated into ASL as well as Swahili and French. If you are here today and that is your mother tongue and you feel more comfortable listening to me in that, if you go out to the lobby, they'd love to get you hooked up so that you can hear the sermon in Swahili or French. And then at 11 o'clock, we translate and interpret live into Spanish as well for the sermon. So just wanted to make you aware of that. Glad to those of you that are in the room using that Interactio just app. That is a great thing that we're able to do here. To the kids in the room, I am really glad that you are in the room today. We are so happy that you are here. And here's what, kids, I want you to take from today. Because your parents might ask you later, like, what were they talking about? Here's your answer, right? Jesus went to the cross with a purpose, to fulfill a promise and to pay our ransom. A ransom was paid. A price was paid for you and for me to free each and every one of us in this room from captivity. And with that, in a few minutes, we're going to actually give an invitation for people to come forward and to receive prayer for those that want to move from captivity to freedom and make a decision to follow Jesus and to continue our tradition to nail a ribbon into the cross. Kids, you are often the ones that lead the way in that. Your boldness, and so that is one of the many reasons we're glad you're in the room today. I've used this word ransom, and ransom is a word. It means that you pay a price to get something back. Something, a price is paid to gain a freedom for an individual or something else. Here in the U.S., we often use the word, actually these days, more is what companies are paying to get back stolen computer data that was taken from them. But in some places in the world, there are people that are paying ransoms to get loved ones back. Luckily, that's not something that we really have to worry about here in our country. But I want to start by sharing just kind of a story about ransom that has, I promise you, a very happy ending. It was, I think, 2008, and I was living in the Middle East. I had been living in the country of Jordan, and I had an invitation to travel to Iraq. To the northern region, to the Kurdish region. There was a vice president there of Kurdistan that had invited myself to come and represent our organization, hoping that we would open up a clinic there, a community center, and an office in that city. I had the privilege of traveling with another pastor, an Arab Alliance pastor, Pastor Ghassan. He pastored a large church in Baghdad, and he was wanting to travel through the area as well, hoping to maybe plant a church, wanting to find some property and get some favor with the government, because many of his church members were moving up to this more peaceful region during the war. When I got to connect with Ghassan, we had just met a few times, I quickly realized that this was a man that had a mantle of leadership on him that I did not yet understand. You see, in addition to the many different things that Ghassan had responsibility for, I quickly realized that one of them was he was a hostage negotiator for people in his church. You see, a movement had started, and especially Christians who were financially better off were being targeted and people were being kidnapped. In fact, the day that we connected there in Sulaymaniyya, he told me that he had just been able to pay a ransom and get someone back that belonged to his church. But as we traveled, he didn't want to let me, the inexperienced American, drive, and he wanted to drive, which made me a little nervous because he was often driving with his knees while he was changing out SIM cards so that his phone would not be detected. And he would be on the phone, and he would be sternly talking to these ransom people, And then he would in turn call the families and with incredible grace and empathy instill hope and tell them he was doing all that he could. It was an incredible time to see this in action. The weight of the responsibility that Ghassan had, there's no seminary class that prepares you for that. But something incredible happened on the last day of the trip. The phone call came in from the captor saying, "We are returning this person. The ransom money has been received." And I'll never forget, because Ghassan put it on speakerphone, when the captured person was returned to their family. And they return to a house full of loved ones that are screaming, that are shouting. There's this joy. It's tangible. You could experience it through the speaker phone. The ransom had been paid. Freedom was purchased. And church family, that's the message of today. There is a celebration when we see that our ransom has been paid and we get to walk into freedom. The story of Scripture, the story of the Word of God, the Bible is a story that takes us from captivity into freedom because Jesus, he came to the cross with a purpose to fulfill a promise, to buy your freedom back, to buy my freedom back. Most everybody in this room at one time in your life have played the game of tag. There are many versions of tag. Freeze tag, chaos tag. We got dare based tag. My favorite, capture the flag, which is a version of tag. And in many of these versions of tag that we grew up playing on the playground, there is a thing where you get captured and you get taken to jail or the freeze base. Some of you have been there. Somebody a little bit faster than you caught you and they took you there. And what happens when you get taken to freeze base? You start to scream out, "Help, I've been caught, I've been captured. Somebody come, rescue me, save me, somebody come." And if you've been in that jail with the other people that are slow like you that have also been captured, you know there's this great excitement when somebody from your team takes the risk and they dart towards the base and they slap the hands of everybody that is in the jail and you all get a free walk back. There's something about that. You see, in the spiritual realm, our captivity isn't brought on because we're slow and we were playing the game of tag. But our captivity is because of our fallen nature as humans. Our desire for power and knowledge led to disobedience in the garden. We know the story. Adam and Eve were banished from the presence of God. It's depicted in the garden scene. They had eaten off of the tree that was off limits, and they become spiritual slaves. And we have that inheritance. We also are separated from God. Called slaves, we're called captives in Scripture. We're called a people that are in bondage. Sin and shame are those great captors. But everything changes. Everything changes when a promise is given that a Messiah, a rescuer, is on their way. One will come and he will reunite humankind with their creator God. One will come and will remove the guilt and the shame. We celebrate this and we see the promise in Isaiah 9. A passage that we often read in the days leading up to Christmas, and yet I would argue that it belongs as much being read here on Easter as it does in the Advent season. It says, "For you will break the yoke of their slavery and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod, for a child is born to us. A son is given. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." In the New Testament, this promise is fulfilled with the coming of Jesus, the Son of God. At Christmas, it's partially fulfilled, and at Easter, we see it fully realized. As Jesus comes and dies, he's resurrected, and he pays for our freedom. Our freedom has been secured. 1 Peter 1 reminds us that we were ransomed from the futile ways that we inherited from our forefathers, not with perishable things like silver and gold, but rather with the precious blood of Jesus. Church family, the promise was fulfilled. He lived a life that we couldn't to be the sacrifice that we needed. The promise was fulfilled. He paid a debt that he didn't owe because we owed a debt we could never, ever pay. The promise was fulfilled. He died to pay the full ransom for you and for me. The promise was fulfilled. He rose from the dead to conquer sin and death. The promise was fulfilled. He is risen. He is risen indeed. His purpose in coming is clear. We read about it in Mark chapter 10. It says, Jesus came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Church family, Christ's death was our ransom. Christ's death was our rescue. Christ's death was our freedom price. It moves us from guilt. It moves us away from enslavement to sin. It moves us from shame. It moves us from a position of captivity to a position of freedom. It's why we sing that our chains are gone. Our new identity is as sons and daughters of the living God. Church family, this is why we celebrate on Easter. Our ransom has been paid and we are free. We are free indeed. This is the gospel. This is the good news. Upon his death, the curtain that separated man, humankind, from the presence of God was torn in two. You now have access. I have access to the King of Kings. Our chains are gone. The rescuer reached the tag base and you are good to walk out. The prison doors are now open, and the question for today is, have you stepped into that freedom? Have you stepped into it? Because it's available to you. Have you crossed the threshold and found the freedom that we have been singing about and will continue to celebrate today? You know, it's an interesting thing. It's actually not that uncommon for people who have spent a few years in prison to finish their sentence. Now they are entitled to walk out into freedom, and yet they don't want to. For some, they're not sure what's on the other side, what has changed. But for many, it's because they've found a comfortability in the captivity. And I believe for some of us, we've found some comfortability in levels of our captivity. But let me assure you, what is on the other side of the threshold when we walk towards Jesus is pretty sweet. It's a new identity as sons and daughters of the King of Kings. It's all of a sudden, shame starts to go away. All of a sudden, guilt starts to dissipate. Our self-talk starts to change a little bit. Look, there's no guarantee that life will be all roses if you make Jesus Lord of your life. We don't preach that gospel here at Sam Alliance. But there is a level of hope that can be yours. A new sense of joy that will rise up. And there's a security about eternity and where you will spend it that accompanies walking across this threshold. Romans 3:24 reminds us that we are justified and it's by grace, which is a gift. You don't have to earn it. It's a gift. The freedom has been paid for by him. We're saved through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And I love how this verse ends. We don't have to be captives anymore. Church family, it's the invitation and the big idea today. We don't have to be captives anymore. But here's the thing. God in his grace isn't going to force you to step out. But for those in the room that do today, there is a threshold that you get to cross to move towards this freedom. How do you do it? The book of Romans makes it pretty clear. It tells us that if we openly declare that Jesus is Lord and we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. And so this morning, whether you're 5 or 85, we want to give you that opportunity to live in the freedom that has been purchased for you because of God's grace and sacrifice. And so this morning, if something is stirring in you, can I encourage you, in a moment when we go back to worship, would you move? Sometimes big decisions in life require movement. And would you come forward and talk to one of the people that will be up here ready to pray with you, ready to hear you say, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and I want to make him the boss of my life. For others in this room, there's a different invitation. Maybe years ago, you walked away from the captors of sin and shame. And yet there's still some aspects of your life where it feels like you're kind of in captivity, where you're being held back. Truth are, there are many things in life that hold us ransom. Addiction, false loyalties, greed and control. Maybe it's fear or anxiety. But for you, I want you to know that total freedom was purchased for you on the cross. And so I invite you as well, when we go back to worship, to come forward. And others in the room need to be reminded that on the cross, Christ paid for our sin and our shame, but also our sickness. And you're here today and you're in need of physical, relational, or emotional healing. And I want to invite you to also come on this Easter and to receive prayer. We have oil here and we'd love to anoint you and stand with you, asking God to move and bring freedom in those areas as well. Church family, we are here today to celebrate that God came. He became man with a purpose, to fulfill a promise, to pay for your freedom and for mine. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, we call on you, the one who convicts, the one who comforts, the one who heals. And we pray that you would come and minister among us as we celebrate your resurrection today. Lord, for those who are just feeling something stir, I pray that you would give them the courage and the confidence to come forward today. Lord, for those who have never stepped across that threshold and truly experienced the joy of knowing you, this transcendent experience that you have paid for, I pray that today would be the day. Jesus, we declare that you are King, that you died and you rose again. Lord, I just pray that you would move in this room now. We declare that you are a good Father, that you are kind and compassionate. So as we worship you this morning, may our worship be a pleasing aroma to you. Come and move among us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to the Salem Alliance podcast. We hope you have been challenged and inspired. Salem Alliance is a community of believers located in downtown Salem, Oregon, and we are passionate about our city being a city at peace with God. To experience other messages and discover more about who we are, please visit salemalliance.org or download the Salem Alliance app. And again, thanks for listening.